A musical revue being performed in Bloomington Wednesday, April 29th, joins an up-and-coming folk artist with his musical and philosophical forebear. It was only a month ago that Bloomington-based Travis Puntarelli met Dylan Buston, who lives in Boston. But as WFIU's Yael Cassander reports, their show of hats marks a kinship that transcends space and time.
Back in the 70s, when Dylan Buston was alternating between studying folklore at Indiana University and homesteading in Orange County, Indiana, he got to know a musician farmer named Lotus Dickey.
He lived in a one-room log house where he had been a little boy. He still worked the 40-acre farm that his father had bought in 1913. And, he's the kind of guy who would store his potatoes under his bed for the winter.
Buston was one of several folklorists who documented the life and work of the man who would become the namesake of Bloomington's Lotus World Music and Arts Festival. And you were interested in Lotus because of the songs he wrote and played?
Yes, but also his whole lifestyle. It was all one piece.
I sense a kind of longing, an aspiration to that. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I want to store potatoes under my bed too.
At 28, Travis Puntarelli is more than a generation removed from Dylan Buston, his collaborator in the musical revue, The Show of Hats.
I kind of thought that Dylan was sort of one of these other legends that had disappeared and didn't even exist anymore. It was like somebody from Mark's ancient Bloomington past.
Until Puntarelli's bandmate, Mark Haggerty, passed along Buston's music.
Yeah, about a year ago, Mark gave us Dylan Buston's almanac and really liked it. Specifically, the song about collecting firewood was really important.
Discovering that his values and tastes align with a previous era is a recurrent theme in Puntarelli's life.
When I was 18, I got a van and just took off across the country. And I got to Berkeley, and the van was all graffitied and spray painted and had a big pair of cat eyes on the front of it. And I got out of the van in Berkeley, California, and some old timer on the street goes, "Hey man, you're 40 years too late."
Buston's laughing maybe because he has been accused of anachronism himself.
When I was here at IU as a freshman, I spent a year in an American Studies curriculum, and I studied American literature with Edwin Cady, and particularly focused in on Emerson and Thoreau and the other New England transcendentalists, until he finally said to me, "I don't think you want to be a literary scholar. I think you want to be a 19th century romantic poet. And it's too late for that, you know."
Both of you write about rural and agrarian pastimes, many activities that seem to belong to a different era. How can music about cows and chopping wood and gathering water be relevant in 2015 in a largely urban setting?
If I had to summarize what we were trying to do in the early 70s, it would be about sustainability. Although that wasn't the catchword at the time. And that issue is more urgent than ever. I mean, I certainly thought that trying to farm by hand, we were the last generation to try to do that, to try to grow fresh, healthy food and entertain ourselves locally, pay attention to the old-timers, and playing old-timey music. I certainly felt we were the last generation to do that, that it would end with us. There was no reason to go on. So now that there is a younger generation, I mean, it's mind-boggling to me.
Something that I think is really cool is maybe Dylan knows some songs from Lotus Dickey, who knows some songs from people far before him. So we're getting these songs that have been passed down in this oral tradition. Maybe because those songs haven't passed through sort of the media land, maybe because they've just been living in the hearts and on the tongues of real people this whole time, maybe there's something special about those songs. So it's not so much a shunning of the new culture. It's maybe just an embracing and a cherishing of the old culture.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Yael Cassander.
Fishing makes me happy, happier than I have been in so long.
Travis Puntarelli and Dylan Buston present A Show of Hats Wednesday, April 29th at Bloomington's Buskirk Chumley Theater. The evening of music, theater, and storytelling also features Mark Haggerty, Katie Hicks, Aaron Comforti, Katie Gleiser, and others.